Should you sell or should you grow? Hello, I'm Ken Anderson with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, brought to you by Kloss. Go to harvestingworld.com for the latest inventory of used combines from the Kloss dealer network or call 844-OWN-USED. Cow-calf producers have some big decisions to make this fall. Keep heifers back and start rebuilding the cow herd, or cash in on record calf prices. University of Nebraska-Lincoln Extension educator Aaron Berger will share his thoughts on that right after this. According to a recent article in the Nebraska Cattleman magazine, many cow-calf producers have big decisions to make this fall. Is it time to sell all of their calves and profit? Is it time to take advantage of demand and start your exit? Or is it time to invest and build the cow herd? Aaron Berger is an extension educator with the University of Nebraska-Lincoln.
You know, we're going to look at potential record profits this year for cow-calf enterprises and look at the same possibly for 2015. And so the question becomes, should I rebuild the cow herd? Should I keep heifers back? I really think it's important to really sit down and look at your operation as a whole. Understand what your cost of production are. Understand what it costs you to produce a pound of weaned calf and get a good handle on that. Some folks aren't in a position where they can really do that effectively, and I think thinking about maybe developing a accounting system or hiring someone to help you develop an accounting system that provides you the information you need to make effective management decisions is really important. So in evaluating whether or not we should retain heifers, I think first it's looking at, are we profitable currently and can we be profitable by keeping back heifers? I think the other challenge in my mind is we live in a part of the world where we have a tremendous variation in forage production from year to year. And we've seen that just in the last 2 years, from 2012 to 2014. 2012 was as tough as many of us have ever seen it. And this last year, 14, especially in the western third of the state, is as good a grass as we've seen in a long time. And so I think that just illustrates how much forage variation we have. That comes back to the question then, should we rebuild the cow herd? And I'm a proponent of looking at ways to build flexibility into your stocking system. And I think a combination of cow-calf and a stocker yearling enterprise really provides the greatest flexibility in managing variation in forage production. So I guess one challenge I would have to folks is, yes, calves are worth a lot of money and they're going to be in the near future, but think about your production system as a whole and maybe think about running some calves over as yearlings and utilizing forage that way and seeing how that might allow you to adjust in these variations in forage. Yearling cattle also still are bringing good money, and the value of gain for forage is often attractive still as well. So just thinking through the whole system before just making a decision, let's just rebuild the cow herd, I think is one that needs to be evaluated.
University of Nebraska-Lincoln Extension educator Aaron Berger. Rebuilding the cow herd will be the focus of a State of Beef conference coming up November 4th and 5th in North Platte, Nebraska, sponsored by UNL Extension. That's Managing for Profit on Brownfield, Ag News for America.